So a couple weeks ago, one of my brothers came to me with some questions about the faith. He had been talking to a non-Christian man about the faith, and the non-Christian had some questions, some challenges for him that he didn't quite know how to answer. So he brought those questions to me, which is kind of a nice perk of having a priest as a brother, I suppose. You get free theology lessons anytime you want them. But anyway, he had some questions, so I answered the questions for him. One of the questions, though, is that this non-Christian man asked him, why do we believe that Jesus is God if he never claimed to be God? And this is a bad question to begin with, because in the scriptures we do have evidence of Jesus claiming to be God. So I showed him those places in the scripture. But in order to make the point, I invited him to think of it this way also. So I invite you to think of it this way. What if Jesus, on the first day of his ministry, went out into the streets and said, hey everybody, I'm right here, God right here, please follow me, listen to what I'm telling you, and follow this new law that I have for you. What do you think people's reaction would have been to that message if Jesus did that on the very first day? Probably pretty similar to the reaction that we would have if somebody tried that in downtown St. Charles. We would want to get away from that person. We certainly wouldn't listen to them. We certainly wouldn't follow them and die for them. And so the reason that I bring this up is that it's also the answer to the question that I think probably many of you have about this gospel. Why does Jesus, after he heals people, tell them not to tell anybody? It says he warned him sternly, dismissed him at once. See that you tell no one anything. Why does Jesus say those things? Doesn't he want the message to be proclaimed everywhere in the world? Well, again, the answer is that he couldn't let that message get out too quickly. He has to work in the hearts of his disciples slowly. He has to bring them slowly to the point where they're able to accept the whole truth. He gives them piece by piece so that it builds up in their hearts. And then finally, at the profession of St. Peter later in the gospel, they're able to say, yes, Lord, you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. And we believe in you. But right now, we're in the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus can't let the fullness of this truth get out yet, because his disciples won't be ready for it. If these people go out and proclaim everything that Jesus is doing, people are going to hear about it. They're going to come to him. They're going to start asking him questions. They're going to start saying, hey, are you the Messiah? Are you the one we should be following? And they're going to speed up that process where Jesus eventually has to say, yes, I am the Christ. Please follow me. And if their hearts aren't ready by the time he has to do that, then he will lose his disciples. And the point for us, brothers and sisters, is that we have to realize, too, that Jesus wants to work in our hearts bit by bit. He wants to work in our hearts slowly. He's brought you to the place that you are today. Maybe you have very deep faith. Maybe you're just beginning your faith journey. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you don't understand everything that the church teaches. But the point is that you stay with him. The point is that you continue to follow him, even through these difficulties. And I promise you, if you continue to be his disciple, he will reveal himself piece by piece, bit by bit. He will work in your heart slowly to bring you to where he wants you to be. So that should be very encouraging for us. Wherever you are on your journey, keep moving forward. Allow the Lord to work in your heart. And the other point that I want to bring out of this gospel today is that we get a great model for what true evangelization should be from this man who was healed from his leprosy. Now, the command that Jesus gives him, don't tell anybody, don't say anything to anyone, that was for a specific person at a specific time. That's not a command towards us. That's not what Jesus wants us to do. The command for us is to spread the gospel to all the nations. Baptize everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Make believers out of the whole world. That's the charge that he gives us. And when I say the word evangelization, I know it can be scary sometimes. That might bring up thoughts of like preaching the gospel out in the streets or confronting people, going to door to door, things like that. But we realize, brothers and sisters, that that's not how evangelization necessarily needs to happen all of the time. In fact, the best way that we can evangelize for people is to simply tell them what great things God has done in your life. It's to simply be a witness to the work of Jesus Christ in your life. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to understand what the church teaches. It's important to know why we believe what we believe. It's important to be able to answer people's questions and to give arguments for why we believe what we believe. That's all important. But the more important piece of evangelization is to simply witness to the peace and the joy and the love of Jesus Christ in your life. That's what's attractive to people. That's what wins people's hearts. And so during this Lenten season coming up, Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, during this Lenten season, I want to challenge you to find ways to evangelize. Find ways to witness to your faith in Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to make the sign of the cross in public. Don't be afraid to pray before your meals in public or pray in other circumstances in public. Don't be afraid to admit to people that you're not eating meat on Fridays this Lent because you're a Catholic, because you believe in Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to admit that you're giving up sweets or you're giving up beer or whatever it might be for you because you're a Catholic, because you're sacrificing for Jesus Christ, because you're trying to grow in your spiritual life. Don't be afraid to tell people about this, and especially be peaceful, be loving, and be joyful, because that is what's attractive to people. The word martyr comes from a Greek word, but it simply means witness. Generally, when we talk about martyrs, we're talking about the people who actually died for Jesus Christ. But we realize that we can be martyrs also when we simply witness to Jesus Christ in the world, when we're not afraid to suffer a little bit for what we believe in. You're probably not going to be asked to die for Jesus Christ. But maybe you will be asked to suffer. Maybe you will be asked to proclaim your faith in public sometimes. You should see that as a gift, as a real opportunity from Jesus Christ. So we pray today as we receive the Eucharist for that strength and for that courage that we need to continue following Jesus, to let him work in our hearts bit by bit to draw us closer to himself, and also to be those martyrs that he's calling us to be those witnesses in the world to his great love and the great blessings he's given us in our life, so that we can bring other people to him and so that we can glorify the name of Jesus Christ in the world today.